naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer!
Do you know what a fiborg is?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you know what our download of the week is?
Yes, I do.
Do you care?
No.
What do you mean no?
Because I already know.
We're starting at perfection and going up, not down.
Now people who don't know should care.
Welcome back to the Computer Corner. I don't know what else to say, but welcome back anyway. And we've got a free line open. I want to let people know that before we start because it's pretty rare.
Yeah.
And then I'll give it out once, and then I'm probably not going to give it out for a long time because then we'll have full lines.
We'll be full.
602-277-5827, that's the number. Hit it now, hit it good, hit it hard, hit it quick, and come as you are or don't come at all. It's Steve, who's actually now on the line with us, who has, I don't know what that is, Antiva, it says here?
Yeah.
I don't know what an Antiva is, but anyway, he has one, and he has problems with it, and we're going to see if we can help him out. Steve, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Well, good afternoon. Thank you.
What is an Antiva? Let's start there.
I don't know. It was kind of a second-hand machine that was handed down to me.
Alrighty then. So it's some computer that you have.
You
can't get online with it? Is that what's going on?
Well, I use AOL as an access, and I've got a little problem. My stepdaughter was running some programs on the web and picked up a Trojan. And now all I can get to is the AOL welcome page. And when I go to access the web, I get a window that says I have no access to it at this point because of connection problem.
Okay, so you can sign on and it says, welcome. You've got mail, that kind of thing. Can you go check your mail?
I can only access email. I can't even go to, say, the news stories and that sort on the welcome page.
Okay. And is this trying to use the browser built into AOL, or is this using Internet Explorer with AOL already connected?
Internet Explorer with AOL.
Okay, but is it the one built into the one that's kind of inside of AOL?
Correct.
Okay, something you might want to try is once you've connected with AOL, minimize the AOL screen, and then try and use Internet Explorer separate, not the one that's in kind of built into AOL.
Okay.
And see if you don't have different results. The reason we're going to try that is sometimes the browser that gets integrated with AOL can become damaged or you can have some problems with it. And a good way to see if it's a problem with your machine or if it's a problem with Internet Explorer, which could be both or either, is to try whichever one you're not using instead of the one you were using. Does that make sense?
Yes.
In my mind, it seems like it should make sense, but then as I'm listening to myself speaking, I'm thinking, you know, that doesn't make sense. So basically what we're going to do is try your connect with AOL, minimize, use regular Internet Explorer, see if that works. If so, then you're going to want to spend a little bit of time on the phone with the folks down at AOL who are going to be able to walk you through some stuff, hopefully, to get AOL's browser working again.
Or you can do what we suggest, which not even, just don't use AOL.
Well, but if you already have AOL...
It's a lot easier because of all the complications.
That would be a very easy solution for everybody that called up if we told them not to do what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
Then, for sure, we'd be geniuses.
We are.
Well, of course.
See?
Now, if you have the same problem with Internet Explorer that you do with AOL and the browser built in, then we've got a little bit deeper problem. That means your machine no longer has the ability to browse the Internet in general at all. So it means you either have a connection problem where something is blocking that ability, and if you have any kind of firewalls, whether they're hardware or software or anything like that, you might want to try bypassing those things temporarily to see if the problem goes away. Have you added any new software or updated anything or done anything recently along those lines?
No, nothing out of the ordinary. One of the suggestions that the AOL people had was for me to uninstall AOL and reinstall it.
You can give that a shot. That'll sometimes take care of some things.
And I had the same difficulty after I have done that.
Okay, you said you think you have some kind of Trojan horse program?
That's one of the things that they said may have caused this.
Okay. Do you have good antivirus software on your machine? Or any?
I use McAfee.
Okay. When was the last time you downloaded updates to it so that
within the last 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, that sounds pretty good. Do you regularly go and get the Windows updates, all the critical updates and things?
Absolutely. I try to do that at least once a month, minimum.
If you're doing all those things, it sounds like you're probably in pretty good shape as far as keeping holes patched and keeping on top of new viruses and things that come out. So if you've tried uninstalling and reinstalling, that's still not working, again, my suggestion of Internet Explorer once you're connected with AOL. See if that works. You also can use it that way if that works, and you don't want to mess with trying to see if you can get the other way to work again.
Right.
You can just use things that way, and a lot of people do. They prefer it that way. It's just using the browser built into Windows. You get a little bit more screen area, and it's not as integrated as the AOL browser, but some people like it better. Or, like I said, you might have to spend some quality time on the phone with the folks at AOL, but if you've already done that and they haven't been able to give you much help, then you may be in for an uphill battle without somebody that can sit down and really take a look at this thing and see what's going on.
Some folks have mentioned to me that possibly just dumping the whole operation program and reinstalling.
That will for sure fix the problem. But you're going to spend probably a lot of time. What a lot of people don't think about is once you've done that, you go ahead and dump everything, and we're going to assume you back up all the critical data to you first. You've wiped the thing out. You start all over. You get everything set up, and you get it to see all your devices and all your hardware. Then you still have to install all your different programs that you use and then get your data back in there somehow. And the time to get all that done is really, really, really a lot of time.
Yeah.
And, it may be very complicated to do. So that's definitely an option. It's definitely something that will probably take care of the problem, but you may be in for a lot of work. Okay, Steve?
Very good. Thank you very much, folks.
Not a problem. Good luck with that. Sorry we couldn't be of some more help there, but give those things a shot and let us know if you need more help after that. That does give us a free line here, 602-277-5827, or visit us online at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section, and you can look for links to ask a question or make a suggestion. While you're there, check out the resources, things to talk about, how monsoons and fires might kill your PC, surge protection, how to get all those things. Check it out at datadoctors.com. It's the Computer Corner. Back after the news.